Nowadays, it's not unusual to see black women walking the fashion runways in Paris, New York, or Milan. But before Naomi, Tyra, or Iman were household names, you could still find black women modeling haute couture for other black women in places like Detroit, St. Louis, or Jackson, Mississippi. That's thanks to the Ebony Fashion Fair, which set the pace for black fashion for half a century. The fair was the brainchild of Eunice Johnson, who died earlier this week at the age of 93. In addition to founding Fashion Fair, Eunice Johnson helped start a line of cosmetics for women of color who could not find lipstick or foundation that matched their unique hues. Johnson was married to publishing titan John Johnson. They're both from Alabama. She was also the secretary treasurer of the publishing company. And like Eunice Johnson, Andre Leon Talley is a giant of the fashion world. He's the editor-at-large for Vogue magazine, and he joins us now to talk about the legacy of Eunice Johnson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
At a time when black women had little access to the fashion world, in many places they couldn't even use the dressing rooms at department stores, Eunice Johnson brought the fashion world directly to them, right there in their communities. What were those fashion fair events like, especially in the early days?
I can only imagine in the early days they were the most exciting moments in the annual social schedule of a community of women, be they women from the parlor maids to the poshest society, woman or sorority sister. And it would be a social event as well as a learning curve for fashion. Mrs. Johnson was hands on everything. I worked with her. I remember traveling with her to Paris, to Florence, to Milan, selecting the designs that she would showcase in a fashion fair.
Now, I understand in the early days, some of the designers did not want to sell their wares to her.
That is true. But then, you know, increasingly, as people became more aware, particularly in the 60s, of the importance of the show, she had so much clout due to the passion of her vision, it just became a phenomenon that people had to embrace.
Mr. Talley, I have to ask you about Eunice Johnson's Fashion Fair line of cosmetics.
Yes.
There was a time when, no matter where you were, if you went to a department store, there would always be a little bit of buzz at a certain space.
Yes.
At the cosmetic counter with
Yes.
people, you know, always seemed to be a throng of people around that sort of pink Fashion Fair
Yes.
counter.
Yes.
What did that mean for women who lived in communities where it was hard for them to find makeup that
matched
their skin color?
Well, it just meant that this was a lady who was thinking about their needs. It was Mrs. Johnson, smart enough to take color and translate it to the needs of women of many hues. So when she did those coppery hues or those patinated bronzes or those bright, bright colors that once were very much part of the world of fashion when Yves Saint Laurent was making a lipstick that was so cyclamen, fuchsia, pink hot, bright fuchsia orange red that everyone clamored for it, Mrs. Johnson translated that for the black woman.
Andre, do you have one last memory you'd like to leave us with?
Yes, I'd like to leave you with the memory that Mrs. Johnson was an extraordinary, loving lady. The world of style not only was about the proper or the most extraordinary dress from Paris or jacket or sequin evening gown. She also was one of the first African-American women to have her own Picasso in her living room in Chicago. Mrs. Johnson wasn't above, you know, having a Picasso in her living room, but going straight into her kitchen, which was obviously state-of-the-art, and making a wonderful pound cake.
Andre Leon Talley, thank you so much for talking to us. What a
pleasure.
Thank
you.
Andre Leon Talley is an editor-at-large for Vogue magazine. He was sharing with us his memories of Eunice Johnson, the founder of the Ebony Fashion Fair and the secretary-treasurer of the Johnson Publishing Company.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.